Pentagon officials say they canceled Boeing's $1.2 billion contract because of ongoing problems with the so-called kill vehicle that sits atop the interceptor missiles. Officials with the Raytheon company, which builds the component, reportedly say they've struggled to correct design and manufacturing problems that have increased the kill vehicle program's costs. But that decision won't stop expansion work underway at the missile base on Fort Greely.
The work of adding the 20 new silos at Missile Field 4 at Fort Greely is underway now. We're making good progress, and that will continue. That absolutely will continue until completion.
Missile Defense Agency spokesperson Mark Wright says the interceptors to be emplaced in the 20 new silos won't come with the redesigned kill vehicles, or RKVs, that are intended to collide with an incoming enemy missile as it enters the Earth's atmosphere en route to its target.
With the RKV cancellation, we will no longer put in the ground the interceptors topped with RKV warheads.
Wright says instead the new interceptors and eventually the 40 others at Greeley all will be equipped with the next generation kill vehicle that the Pentagon and its contractors will develop. But he says it'll take a while.
That's all something that, you know, we have to develop, figure out with industry what's technically feasible, what's not feasible, you know, et cetera.
Because of all that, Wright says there's no estimate yet on how long it'll take for the new kill vehicle to be developed and when it'll be deployed.
We're at the outset of the process of developing and procuring the next generation interceptor, so we don't have a timeline yet.
The RKV is the second generation kill vehicle that replaced the problem-plagued first generation EKV, or exo-atmospheric kill vehicle. The RKV had more success than the EKV at knocking down incoming missiles, a technological feat that's been compared with shooting a bullet out of the sky with another bullet. But the kill vehicles and the overall ground-based mid-course defense program they're part of have met only partial success in overcoming that challenge, as the interceptors have destroyed just over half of the dummy ICBMs they've targeted in tests. That's why one Fairbanks-based observer says a mid-course correction to the $200 million Missile Field 4 expansion is a good idea.
If we're going to have a missile defense field, you know, we want it to be effective.
Jim Dodson is president and CEO of the Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation, and he says the next generation kill vehicles should perform better against both conventional nuclear tip missiles and more advanced weapons like those being developed by adversaries.
I think the military has determined that the vehicle is not effective, particularly against the emerging technology from North Korea and Russia and China. So, you know, certainly you can't categorize that move as bad news.
Boeing was awarded the RKV program contract in May 2017, and the Pentagon put it on pause 2 years later before finally deciding to halt the program last week. But Boeing remains a major ground-based mid-course defense system contractor. Overall, the Pentagon has spent about $180 billion on the GMD program since it was begun in 2002. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.